Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, the Storm Prediction Center has extended our level one risk for severe storms tomorrow through the Triangle and for most of the viewing area. Damaging winds will be our biggest threat. I'll show you what time those could arrive where you are tomorrow.
A historic indictment. Former President Trump is facing criminal charges. What's next in this unprecedented case?
And breaking news this morning, the city of Durham's budget director dies in a tragic crash. The new information we've learned after 11 o'clock last night about what happened. Just a tragic story there. We'll bring you that in just a minute. Thanks for joining us on your Friday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is good to have you along here. Beautiful sunrise has come up here. Temperature's going to be okay, but we have a chance for rain in certain areas today. And it expanded overnight, Elizabeth.
This is our severe weather threat for tomorrow, which now includes the Triangle area. So that's new this morning. Damaging winds is going to be the biggest issue, of course, and we have a WRAL weather alert day for tomorrow. We take a look at Dreamville. That's going to be one of the main things that I think folks are concerned about tomorrow. Tens of thousands of people coming. The rain likely to start with some thunderstorms around 10 a.m. and could begin to taper off between 2 and 4. Even after things clear late afternoon and into the evening, the winds are still going to be gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour. That could affect some of the tents as well as the stages. And of course, the line of thunderstorms coming through could produce some dangerous lightning. About a quarter of an inch of rain will make it fairly muddy, but it will be a warm day at 81 degrees. Let's talk about what happens between now and then. Our skies have been clouding up this morning, and around lunchtime, we see a few showers that begin to pop up across our area. We could see one or two of those continuing through the afternoon and possibly another little line that moves through right around dinner time. And then once we get into early tomorrow morning, we see more of these showers. And then of course, the line of thunderstorms. Here's 10 a.m. as it moves into our western counties, right through the middle of the viewing area around noon, and then out of here by about 2 o'clock. So it's a fairly fast mover, but still, some of that lightning could be dangerous along with the winds, and it will be windy on through the afternoon. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. You can see some cloud cover here this morning, 52 degrees. Our wind has shifted to southerly, so we're going to be seeing a warming trend for the next 24 hours. 49 in Fayetteville, it's 48 in South Hill, 46 degrees right now in Southern Pines. Hour by hour, we'll reach the upper 60s by lunchtime and mid 70s for highs this afternoon, but it will be cloudy with a few scattered showers. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, we continue to watch the roads this morning as we check out the major approaches right now into the city of Durham. Everything is looking great. No big slowdowns to speak of. Crashes, too, thankfully, this morning have been few and far between. Only one here over the past hour or so, and that has since cleared. Looking at the major approaches into Raleigh as well, just a slight delay there on I-40 West from Cleveland, but everything else is in great shape this Friday morning.
We just learned before midnight that the city of Durham's budget director, John Allure, has died. Durham City Council member Leonardo Williams tweeted last night saying the city lost a superstar. Williams says Allure died in a bike crash. We've reached out to law enforcement several times for more information on where this may have happened and how. Allure was promoted to budget director in 2021. And according to the city of Durham's website, he's worked there almost nearly 25 years for the city. Allure's death comes at a time when the city is already dealing with some strife. An FBI investigation is currently looking into a city council member. We could learn more from police today about a shooting that left one person hurt in Zebulon. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene overnight. Investigators say it happened on West Barbie around 8:30 Thursday. Witnesses say they heard several gunshots before a group of people jumped into a car and took off. Wendell police are assisting in this search, and they say another car crashed into a police cruiser near that scene, but no one was inside the cruiser. Investigators have not identified any suspects.
We're tracking the next steps this morning for Donald Trump as he becomes the first former president to ever face criminal charges. The indictment against him won't be unsealed until next week, but sources tell CNN he faces more than 30 counts, some of them felonies related to business fraud. This is linked to his alleged role in paying hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to cover up an affair. And so here's what happens now. Trump is set to be arraigned in a New York courtroom Tuesday. Normal protocol calls for him to be fingerprinted, photographed, and even handcuffed. Trump will likely be released after that until his next court date. And the indictment prompted a strong response from Republicans who called the charges politically motivated. Protesters gathered in support of Trump outside his Florida estate overnight. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who was convicted on separate charges linked to the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, had this to say about the indictment.
Lady Justice wears the blindfold. It's not supposed to matter, you know, about your race, religion, creed, color, whether you're a former president or not. If you break the law, you have to be held accountable.
And Trump himself posted to social media last night calling the charges evidence of corruption. He says he still plans to run for president in 2024.
And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sent this tweet out just hours ago calling out the Manhattan District Attorney. McCarthy says Alvin Bragg has irreparably damaged our country. He also called the move injustice and says Bragg is abusing his power.
We have a lot more to cover in this huge case against former President Trump. Ahead in the next 10 minutes, we'll hear from a criminal law professor at North Carolina Central University on what he thinks will happen next in this investigation.
Gunshot injuries surged during the pandemic, according to the CDC. A new study shows during the first 2 years of the pandemic, the number of people injured by guns went up 40%. That's compared to numbers from 2019. In 2022, gun-related injuries decreased, but were still 20% higher than before the pandemic. The largest demographic affected by gun violence, children younger than 15 years of age.
We have an update now on the road to recovery from one of the survivors of the deadly Headingham mass shooting in Raleigh. A GoFundMe page update says Lynn Gardner has returned to work part-time. The organizer goes on to say Gardner brings cheerfulness and positivity wherever she goes. And it's been so inspiring to see how the community has come together to support her. Five people died in the shooting in October of last year.
Huge weekend for Raleigh. Tens of thousands of people will be in Dix Park for the Dreamville Festival. It gets started tomorrow. WIRO's Laura Levine is live at Dix Park this morning. And Laura, this is the first day the whole park is shut down in preparation.
It is, Jeff. And, you know, all eyes really have been on the forecast for tomorrow, where the folks here at Dreamville say, "You can't rain on my parade." They said this is going to be a rain or shine event. Organizers with Dreamville Festival are preparing for wet and windy weather this weekend that may cause safety concerns for fans and employees. The city of Raleigh and festival organizers say they are monitoring the weather conditions for Saturday. They tell us there are plans in place for inclement weather that would be activated as needed based on those conditions. Many people tell us they are still expecting to see big crowds.
We got big artists coming to our state. Usually, you know, our state isn't too popular when it comes to concerts. People will still go. They like the hype. They like the excitement.
And festival organizers say they are very optimistic, though, about tomorrow. However, there are a few factors that would play into seeing some delays here at the event or even cancellations, that being standing water here on the field or the severity of wind and lightning. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Here's what folks should know about parking for Dreamville. The shuttle is no longer an option for the festival. It's sold out. And parking at NC State's Centennial Campus, that's available at a cost of $60 per day.
Crowds will fill the stands tonight at the DBAP. The defending AAA national champions, the Durham Bulls, have their season opener tonight with a matchup against the Norfolk Tides. Here's a live look at the DBAP this morning. We've checked. There are a few tickets left. WREL's Naya Harden is there right now with a look at what you can expect from tonight's big game. This is exciting, Naya.
Michelle, do you know what time it is? It is Bulls time. And this is just one of the many new things that you are going to see here at the retail store, which is where the fans love to go and obviously get all the merch, the swag, depending on your age is what you call it. And we've got some new stuff to show you here. Take a look at some of these things here. So let me first take you over to this. This is the Los Todos Bravos de Durham, the Brave Bulls of Durham hat. This is in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, and they have a couple of different versions of these as well. These are going to probably sell out fast, including the 1913 Bulls hat right here that you can see, the simple white and black, making it look so fresh and so clean. A lot of people are probably going to be getting their hands on those too. And so as we look and see what's going on in this store, we are being told that at least 70% of the store is going to be all new items. So when you get out here for opening day, you're going to experience something new, not just a new and bigger facility that they have here for the store, but you're also going to see so many new items. Also happening today, we know that they're going to have lots of new food items, the $1 hot dogs, and I have been told that they are better than Costco's. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to hear more about what is happening here, all the new things and exciting things we'll have for you in the next half hour. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Durham.
Better than Costco's. That's a strong statement right there. We'll have to see about that. All right, it was a heartbreaker for the Carolina Hurricanes. The Detroit Red Wings scored with less than 4 seconds left in last night's game to come away with a 3-2 win. It's the third straight loss for the Canes. They will be back in action tomorrow in Montreal against the Canadiens. And tonight we'll find out who will square off for the NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship. The tournament semifinals tip off tonight in Dallas. At 7 o'clock, Virginia Tech will play LSU. And after that, South Carolina and Iowa will play for the other spot in the title game. The championship game will be Sunday afternoon.
10 after 8 is the time right now. The renewed gun debate is back front and center just days after a deadly shooting in Tennessee. We take a look at what lawmakers are demanding and why some say President Biden is trying to undermine the Second Amendment.
And a skier was in the right place at the right time to save the life of a snowboarder. Coming up, we'll explain how situations like this can happen in the blink of an eye.
And new this morning, our severe weather threat for tomorrow. The level one risk has expanded to include the Triangle and most of the viewing area. I'll show you the timeline for the storms coming up.
Welcome back. 8:14 on your Friday morning. You are looking live at a sunny Apex this morning. You're watching WRAL News, available on Hulu and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. We are sunny now. We're clear now, but it's going to be a totally different story tomorrow. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look all around town. We'll enjoy today.
Let's take a look outside. We have some cloud cover here in Goldsboro. A little bit of sunshine trying to peek through here in Apex and in Chapel Hill. There's a look at our Fayetteville newsroom there on Hay Street. We have a WRAL weather alert day for tomorrow. We're going to see several issues. One, strong winds even outside of thunderstorms. Winds could be gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour. We have a line of thunderstorms that'll move through around the middle of the day with some potentially damaging wind. And then, of course, rain, which could affect Dreamville, of course, along with the storms and the winds that could make things very muddy there. Let's take a look at our severe weather threat for tomorrow, and it encompasses almost the entire viewing area. This is an expansion that happened this morning to include the Triangle area. The biggest threat would be damaging winds out of the system. Let's take a look at where it is right now. We're starting to see the clouds thickening up. We're going to see a few isolated showers roll through starting around lunchtime, but the main event is still well to the west. We will see some strong thunderstorms out ahead of it, though. Look at this. We have a level 4 risk for severe storms there in red. That's going to be up across parts of the Midwest and the Mississippi Valley, and tornadoes likely in those areas. So once it moves across the Appalachians, it will be much weaker, but we still do have that level 1 risk for severe storms tomorrow, which will be concerning with, of course, Dreamville Festival going on outside. Here's a look at today. We'll see increasing clouds, and by lunchtime, a few isolated showers. This is new since yesterday. Kat and Mike were touching on it last night, but yesterday it looked like we might be fairly dry today. But do expect to see cloudy skies and a few isolated showers, a round of some rain potentially around dinner time tonight. And then we start again tomorrow with that line of thunderstorms. That line starts to move into the viewing area by around 10 a.m. through the middle of the viewing area around lunchtime, and then on out by about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. After that, our skies will begin to clear, but the winds will still be gusty behind it, up to, say, 40 miles per hour with some isolated 50 mile per hour wind gusts, and that will continue into the evening on Saturday. We take a look at our potential for rainfall, likely to be around 1/4 inch as an average with this. And of course, it will have multiple impacts for Dreamville for tomorrow. Again, we'll have the line of thunderstorms that could produce some dangerous lightning for people standing outside. We'll have the windy conditions that could affect some of the tents and the stages. And then, of course, the rain that will produce some muddy conditions. On Sunday, it's a lot quieter, but cooler. It's 67 under sunny skies. It'll likely still be a bit muddy out there. Again, tomorrow is our WRAL weather alert day. Sunday is a quieter day at 67. And after that, temperatures start to climb again. We have 80s in the forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday. Anthony.
Elizabeth, we have two crashes at this point to speak of that just popped up over the past probably 10 or 15 minutes or so. The first one here is Capitol Boulevard at Buffalo Road. Things do appear to be moving along fairly smoothly, but if you're headed in this direction, just make sure to take it slow. I do anticipate maybe those delays to start building here a little bit. Avon Ferry Road, also at Trailwood Drive. This one is a crash that just popped up here in the past 10 minutes or so as well. So those two crashes are the only ones we're speaking of right now. But just again, if you're headed in those directions, take it slow. We'll continue to watch it here this morning.
We also have more coverage now on the indictment against former President Donald Trump. We spoke with North Carolina Central University criminal law professor Irving Joyner. He said the next step is to wait for the indictment to be unsealed when Trump is in court, and there will be more waiting after that.
This is the case that is being highly politicized, unnecessarily so. We need to wait and see exactly what the charges are and what evidence there is to support that before we start reaching conclusions as to the finality in this case.
Now, Professor Joyner emphasized the importance of prosecutors avoiding any missteps in this case because of the close scrutiny coming from the people watching it.
A Wayne County man tells WREL his son was one of nine soldiers killed in a military helicopter crash in Kentucky. Caleb Gore was a paramedic with the 101st Airborne Division, and he died on Wednesday when the Black Hawk helicopter he was in collided with another Black Hawk during a training mission. His father says Caleb was a hardworking and honest man who loved the Army. Caleb's wife is 3 months pregnant with their first child. The family learned yesterday that she's having a boy. Now the family is remembering the hero that they lost.
He was honest and was humble, and he was everything that a father could possibly ask for a son to be. And I mean that with all of my heart.
And just heartbreaking. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis shared his condolences for the family. He said in a Twitter post, "It's absolutely heartbreaking. This is a tragic reminder of the dangers the men and women of our military face every day, even during routine training exercises."
And we're following some breaking news here in the WREL Live Center. Within the last 15 minutes, the DOJ announcing a lawsuit against Norfolk Southern Railway Company. It's all connected to this video you're seeing right here, this train derailment that happened in East Palestine back in February. The DOJ accusing Norfolk Southern of violating the Clean Water Act because of the chemicals discharged when those trains jumped the tracks. At the time, the train was carrying hazardous chemicals when it derailed in a fire. We crashed back in February. The company is in the process of cleaning up the area, but residents have long complained of having respiratory issues since that train derailment happened. So far, no comment from Norfolk Southern about this latest lawsuit.
Two police officers and a suspect are in the hospital this morning after a shooting in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis police say they received a report of an armed man at a convenience store last night. When officers got to that scene, they say the suspect took off on foot before firing at them. Two officers and the suspect were shot, suffering serious injuries. At last check, all three people were in the hospital in critical condition.
In Massachusetts, a grand jury has indicted Brian Walsh on a murder charge in the death of his wife, Anna. She hasn't been seen since New Year's Day. Walsh pleaded not guilty to murder back in January. Walsh will be arraigned again in the next coming weeks, but an exact date has not been set yet. He remains held without bail. If convicted on first-degree murder, Walsh would get a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole.
A Wayne County town is getting grant money to help revitalize itself. The town of Seven Springs plans to announce two grants during a news conference today. The town is on the banks of the Neuse River and has been devastated by flooding from hurricanes, including Florence. The announcement is scheduled to happen at noon.
School kids across the nation could have more access to life-saving care thanks to the help of Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin. Hamlin joined lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday to support a bipartisan bill that would make defibrillators more available in school. An AED helped save Hamlin's life after he went into cardiac arrest during a game in January. President Biden also met with Hamlin yesterday, thanking him for his courage, his resilience, and spirit.
Video shows the moment a man rescued a snowboarder who was buried upside down in the snow. This happened in Washington State earlier this month, and we have to warn you, some may find this video disturbing. Francis Zuber was skiing by when he spotted the snowboarder buried upside down in a tree well. The tree wells are depressions that form at the base of the trees there. Snow piles up right there. They can be dangerous for skiers and snowboarders. And Zuber just jumped right into action, digging that person out of the snow. He was stuck upside down, eventually tried to wave his arms so that Zuber was able to help him find a way to breathe there as well. Thankfully, no serious injuries out of this. Pretty scary.
My goodness, right place at the right time. Thank goodness for that. Well, the economic impact of the Dreamville Festival is already being felt by businesses in Raleigh, with out-of-town guests streaming into the Triangle. Downtown Raleigh businesses say they have been seeing an uptick in customers who are here for the festival. That includes foot traffic from people who are visiting the Dreamville pop-up shop on Southwest Street. And the shop's organizers say the event is shining a positive light on Raleigh.
It shows that Raleigh can hold this type of event, can entertain the new people that are coming, you know, for RTP and all that stuff.
Today is the last day for the pop-up shop before the festival gets started tomorrow at Dix Park.
We're also following reactions to the historic indictment of former President Donald Trump, how legal analysts say that case will proceed, whether there are protests or not.
And also, we're following breaking news out of Durham this morning. The city's budget director died in a tragic crash. The new information we've learned after 11 o'clock last night about what happened.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We are watching for a level one severe risk for tomorrow. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner following which areas could see the storms.
Early this morning, the Storm Prediction Center expanded that from our eastern counties all the way through the Triangle area, covering most of the viewing area. Damaging winds will be the biggest threat. The timeline looks like between 10 and 3, moving from west to east across our viewing area. And so we'll take a closer look at that coming up on Fox 50. We'll take a look outside. Lots of sunshine here in Chapel Hill at the moment. But we do have clouds that will likely fill in as we get through the day today. And by lunchtime, we'll see a few isolated showers. Those showers will continue on and off through the afternoon and all the way up until we see that line of storms tomorrow. Exercise this morning, temperatures starting to climb into the 50s. We'll be in the mid-70s this afternoon, but again, potentially dodging some showers. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, we check out the major approaches here into the city of Durham. At this point, no big delays showing up on the map. Maybe a slight delay there on NC50 as you head there on 98. But otherwise, looking pretty good. The major approaches here also into the city of Raleigh are in good shape. No big crashes to speak of at this point. Just a slight delay there, US 1 South from Wake Forest. We'll continue to watch it here on this Friday.
Thank you, Anthony. We have some breaking news this morning. The city of Durham's budget director, John Allure, has died. A city councilman tweeted that the city lost a superstar and that the budget director died from a bike crash. We have reached out to the Highway Patrol for more information. And this will be a huge weekend for Raleigh. Tens of thousands will be in Dix Park for the Dreamville Festival that gets underway tomorrow. All of Dix Park is officially closed to the public today while crews finish up the final touches. Coming up next on Fox 50, reactions following the historic indictment of former President Donald Trump.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, our level one risk for severe storms has expanded to cover most of the viewing area. I'll show you the timeline for tomorrow's storms.
And a historic indictment. Former President Donald Trump is facing criminal charges. What's next in the unprecedented case?
And breaking news, the city of Durham's budget director died in a tragic crash. The new information we learned after 11 last night about what happened. Well, thank you for joining us here 8:30 on your Friday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off pretty nice this morning, a little cloudy, but we're not seeing any rain yet.
We're going to hold off on that until the worst possible time.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Quite possibly. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with that severe risk coming tomorrow.
We're looking at a WRL weather alert day for tomorrow because of this threat for severe storms, as well as the potential for some strong gusty winds even outside of the thunderstorms. New this morning, the Storm Prediction Center expanded all the way through the Triangle, and it now covers most of the viewing area. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat. We're actually looking, of course, at the potential winds beginning fairly early in the day. The line of thunderstorms beginning in our western counties at around 10 a.m. and exiting the viewing area between 2 and 3. So it would be right around around noon to 1 or 2 that we would end up seeing these thunderstorms affecting folks at Dreamville. Dangerous lightning would be a big concern. Also, these winds gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour, even outside of the thunderstorms, could have some effects on tents and the stages. And of course, the rain, we'll see as much as a quarter of an inch, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it's enough to make it make for a muddy day out there tomorrow and on Sunday as well. See, high of 81, so it will be a warm day. Today, we're seeing increasing clouds, a little bit of sunshine out there in places right now, but by lunchtime, we'll have a few showers that roll through, and we may see some of those on and off during the afternoon. Also, during the evening, you can see these showers that pop up again, and we'll see some of that overnight, and then the line of storms comes through. As I mentioned, likely to be right around 10 a.m. You can see these showers and thunderstorms moving through right around lunchtime here in the Triangle, and then gradually it starts to shift eastward as we get into the 2 and 3 o'clock hour. And then even once we clear up, those winds are going to be fairly strong, still gusting up to to possibly 50 miles per hour. You can see some cloud cover here in Southern Pines, a little bit of blue sky there as we take a live look at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Our wind is out of the south. That's going to continue to warm things up for us today. It's 52 right now in the Triangle, 46 in Southern Pines, and 47 in Rocky Mount. Hour by hour, we'll be in the upper 60s by lunchtime and climbing into the mid-70s this afternoon. But again, by lunchtime, we'll see some clouds and some isolated showers, so you probably want to know where your umbrella is today.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. We learned just before midnight that the city of Durham's budget director, John Allure, has died. Durham City Council member Leonardo Williams tweeted last night saying the city lost a superstar. Williams says Allure died in a bike crash. In the last 15 minutes, the Carrboro Police Department confirmed that the accident happened in the county. Allure was promoted to budget director back in 2021. According to the city of Durham's website, he worked for the city for nearly 25 years. Allure's death comes at a time when the city is already dealing with strife. An SBI investigation is currently looking into a city council member.
We could learn more today from police about a shooting that left one person hurt in Zebulon. The WRL breaking news tracker was on the scene overnight. Investigators say this happened on West Barbie Street around 8:30 Thursday. Some witnesses say that they heard several gunshots before a group of people jumped into a car and took off. Wendell police are assisting in this, and they say another car crashed into a police cruiser near that scene. No one was inside the cruiser. Investigators have not identified any suspects.
We're tracking the next steps this morning for Donald Trump as he becomes the first former president to ever face criminal charges. The indictment against him won't be unsealed until next week, but sources tell CNN that he faces more than 30 counts, some of them felonies related to business fraud. This is linked to his alleged role in paying hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to cover up an affair. So here's what happens now. Trump is set to be arraigned in a New York courtroom on Tuesday. Normal protocol calls for him to be fingerprinted, photographed, even handcuffed. Trump will likely be released after that until his next court date. And this indictment prompted a strong response from Republicans who call the charges politically motivated. Protesters gathered in support of Trump outside his Florida estate overnight. Trump's former vice president, Mike Pence, had this to say about the news.
I think this is an outrage, but I also think at a time when the American people are struggling so much, that this will only further serve to divide our country.
Trump himself posted to social media last night calling the charges evidence of corruption. He says he still plans to run for president in 2024. And we have a lot more to cover in this huge case against the former president. In the next 10 minutes, reaction from a UNC constitutional law professor who spoke at the impeachment trials for Trump and for former President Bill Clinton.
Well, what a huge weekend it is on the Raleigh music scene. Tens of thousands of people will be in Dix Park for the Dreamville Festival. It gets started tomorrow. WRL's Laura Levine tells us about the preparations underway today.
Well, the final countdown is on. The Dreamville weekend almost here, and you can see that the organizers are still putting the final touches on the setup as we are right outside the box office. It is safe to say that this will be a rain or shine event. Organizers with Dreamville Festival are preparing for wet and windy weather this weekend that may cause safety concerns for fans and employees. The city of Raleigh and festival organizers say they are monitoring the weather conditions for Saturday. They tell us there are plans in place for inclement weather that would be activated as needed based on conditions. And many people tell us that they are still expecting some big crowds out here.
I think with the lineup of artists, this definitely has a really big draw. And this is probably the busiest one we've seen in a good handful of years.
Festival organizers say they are still optimistic about the weather. However, there are a few factors that would play into canceling the event or delaying the event. That would be standing water here on the field or the severity of wind and lightning. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
And some information about parking you'll want to know to get to Dreamville. The shuttle for the festival is sold out, but parking is on NC State Centennial Campus. The cost is $60 a day.
One of the young victims of the Tennessee school shooting will be laid to rest today. Funeral services for 9-year-old Evelyn Dickhouse will happen today. The family is asking people who come to her funeral to wear pink and bright spring colors in Evelyn's honor. In a statement to CNN, they say they are overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and support they've received. The funeral for another victim, 9-year-old Haley Scruggs, is planned for tomorrow.
In Washington, Democratic lawmakers are pushing for gun safety legislation after the Tennessee shooting, and they're also calling out Republicans for not taking steps in that direction. President Biden is calling on Congress to take action, including on an assault weapons ban. Democrats in Congress say Republicans are not taking the problem seriously. Republicans, meanwhile, say President Biden is trying to undermine the Second Amendment.
Extreme MAGA Republicans should either join House Democrats in confronting the gun violence epidemic in America or get out of the way. It's that simple.
He's got no solutions to the problem. He's trying to politicize it, and he's trying to undermine the constitutional right of law-abiding citizens, and it's not going to happen.
Monday's school shooting in Tennessee was the deadliest in the U.S. since the Uvalde, Texas shooting last May. Crowds will fill the stands tonight at the Deep App, Michelle.
That's right, Jeff. The defending AAA national champions, the Durham Bulls, have their season opener tonight with a matchup against the Norfolk Tides. And you'll notice some big changes at the field this year. WRL's Naya Harden is there now with a look at the new retail space for the Bulls. Naya, I love the hat. That's amazing.
You know what? I actually think it looks pretty good on me, too. I was like, oh, I might have to wear this into work the next day. This is just one of the many new things that you can get, all thanks to one man behind this, Brian Wilson here. Brian, you put all of this together for this retail space. There's a lot of new parts about it. Can you kind of talk about that?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and I love your hat. That's my favorite in the whole store. We have a new and improved store this year. We're about 1,000 more square feet, 70%. New product ready to go for us.
One of the cool things, too, is that you said new product. You guys have intentionally put in some stuff here to just kind of reminisce on back in the day with the Bulls. Talk about something we're looking at here.
Exactly. This jacket has been about 10 or 12 years in the making, trying to find a vendor that could recreate our jacket from the 80s, and also that was in that little movie that we have after us. So we finally have it back in, and it's been great.
You were telling me that you guys have little left in stock right now. Is this it?
We have a couple more, but yeah, we have some more coming in next week.
So things like this, it's really sentimental for a lot of people. I'm sure they feel the emotions. Can you talk about how the retail store really plays a part in the whole fan experience?
Really, it's about the brand, and like you said, it's a retro. It's a everyone from, you know, kids to adults. We all love the Bulls. It goes back, you know, way back to 1902 with the Tobacconists all the way to now, and just an iconic worldwide brand, and it just brings everybody in the community together.
One of the cool things, too, that I love is the fact that things are affordable in here as well. I was looking at some of the things here. They have everything from keychains to water bottles to the nice fancy shirts. And so if you bring your kids in here, parents don't have to be afraid to do so because they have lots of items to choose from.
Absolutely. The new store, it's much bigger. We are able to put a lot more product in here, and we do make it a point to try to make it as affordable as possible.
You can't beat it. I've already started shopping, you guys. Do not ask me to bring anything back. This is all for me and Charles right now. We are truly enjoying this, guys.
You are keeping it all. I love it so much, Naya. Thank you. Well, coming up for us, tensions are growing between the U.S. and Russian officials after an American journalist is arrested in Russia, accused of spying. What the White House is saying about the arrest.
And the oldest whale in captivity will return to her home waters. Coming up, how the owner of the Indianapolis Colts helped fight for her freedom. It is 8:44 right now on your Friday morning. The Cape Fear River right there. A little bit of clouds over Wilmington right now as you look live from our WRI Live Cam network. And bring it back to the triangle here. Big focus, busy weekend here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRI Severe Weather Center with what is on tap for tomorrow with that expanded alert.
We do have a WRL weather alert day for tomorrow. And one of the reasons for that is we have the potential for some severe storms across our area. Early this morning, the Storm Prediction Center expanded that from some of our eastern counties to include almost the whole viewing area, including the Triangle area. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat tomorrow, and it's all likely to happen around the middle of the day. As this front continues to push eastward, it is going to be producing some severe storms from Chicago down through St. Louis and into the Mississippi Valley. They could see a level 4 risk for severe storms there. So tornadoes are likely today in parts of the Midwest. Here's a look at future cast for us. We'll see increasing clouds. We have some cloud cover out there right now. Those clouds will continue to thicken up. As you can see here at noon, some isolated showers that pop up right here around the Triangle area. That's likely to continue on and off for much of the afternoon. And you can see a few waves that come in during the evening commute and then even around dinner time or so. It looks like even overnight, there'll be one or two that pop up from time to time. And then here comes the line of thunderstorms that'll be the big concern for tomorrow, especially for anyone who's outside, especially at Dreamville. At 10 a.m., we start to see that line of thunderstorms moving through. It's moving from Southern Pines through the Triangle up toward Rocky Mount and Roanoke Rapids right around noon, and then it begins to push off by around 2 o'clock. Still could be an isolated shower at that point, but the severe storms should be over. What won't be over is the wind. We're going to continue to see strong, gusty winds through the afternoon and overnight, Saturday night, gusting up to 50 miles per hour. Now, that may be just right after lunchtime, but we'll still see some gusty winds at least up to 35, 40, maybe 45 on through the evening. At least we will clear things out. Here's a look at the maximum wind gust for today. We'll even begin to see the winds picking up late this evening and tonight with a maximum gust up to 35 miles per hour. And on Saturday, our maximum gust is likely to be between, say, 45 and 50 miles per hour, at least in a few places. So we do have the potential for some isolated power outages for tomorrow. And of course, we can be concerned about folks at Dreamville with the line of storms coming through and lightning with no place to get inside. That could be a danger. We'll also have those gusty winds, which could have some effects on the tents and the stages that'll be set up. Everything moves on out, and we're looking at a dry day on Sunday, 67 degrees, but it is likely to be rather muddy out there. I love this big view of the sky here in Southern Pines. You can see how it's really beginning to cloud up here. It's going to warm up today. 52 is our current temperature, and we'll climb into the mid-50s for the mid-70s this afternoon. 81 on Saturday. Of course, it is a WREL weather alert day. Sunday's a quieter day, but cooler at 67. After we see that 67 on Sunday, our temperatures jump back into the 80s again by Tuesday and Wednesday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Back to our coverage now of the indictment of former President Donald Trump. We spoke with a constitutional law professor at Chapel Hill, Michael Gearhart. He testified for Trump's impeachment trial, as well as former President Bill Clinton's. And he says the pressure is on for the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as the case will likely head to trial. WREL's Lena Tillette asked him what he'll be watching moving forward.
I'll be watching how the case may proceed in spite of the protests that happened. Can we hold a former president of the United States accountable under the rule of law? That's important to all of us, not just because we're Democrats or Republicans, but because we're Americans and we take the law seriously.
And Gearhart says prosecutors likely have a strong case.
Tension between the U.S. and Russia is heightened further today after the arrest of a Wall Street Journal reporter on espionage charges. Russian officials say he won't be given another court hearing until the end of May. Evan Gershkovich pleaded not guilty to the charges. Russia is accusing him of stealing state secrets. The White House is condemning his arrest.
Espionage charges are ridiculous. The targeting of American citizens by Russian government is unacceptable. We condemn the detention of Mr. Gershkovich in the strongest terms.
Wall Street Journal says it vehemently denies the allegations against Gershkovich. He is the first journalist accused of espionage by Russia since the Cold War.
At least 35 people are dead after they fell into a well at a Hindu temple in India. Crowds were at the temple for a religious ceremony. Officials say the floor covering of the well, which has stairs leading down to the water, collapsed under all the weight. More than a dozen people were injured. And a bill that would make more nurses eligible to work in public schools is now heading to the state Senate. The state House passed the bill that would remove a requirement that nurses need national certification. With nearly 3,000 public schools, North Carolina needs to double the number of nurses to meet its goal of one nurse in every school.
The Midwest and South are bracing for the possibility of severe weather today, just a week after a major tornado outbreak killed 26 people. Today, President Biden and the First Lady will visit the community of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, where 16 people died in a powerful tornado and leveled homes and communities a week ago tonight. President Biden is expected to meet with first responders and local officials today. This weekend's big music festival at Dick's Park. It's a big deal. It's sold out, Dreamville Festival, but it's not the only thing happening around town. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan has Out and About's best bets for weekend fun. Hey, Kathy.
So Easter is only a week away, and that means lots of chances to meet the bunny and look for eggs. I know that's one of my favorite parts, going to search for those eggs. Durham Central Park is hosting the Glow Extravaganza Hunt from 5 to 7 p.m. at Durham Central Park. It's a free and open to the public event tonight. And then you've got Town of Gardner. They're doing their spring extravaganza Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon over at Lake Benson Park. And you got Carrboro, Fuquay Marina, Wake Forest, Durham. They're all having things on Saturday, too. So hopefully the weather will hold up for these egg hunts.
Yeah, you know, if it doesn't and you like comedy, you can go indoors. A legend is in town this weekend as well.
This is great. So actor and comedian Tracy Morgan, he's bringing his No Disrespect tour to Raleigh Improv this weekend. Shows are Friday through Sunday. I think one of the shows is already sold out, but there are some tickets still available.
Well, rain or shine over in Cary, I think this festival, folks are going to want to check out. What a combination here.
Okay, so this is pretty cool. So we've got Tacos and Taps. It's over Saturday at Booth Amphitheater. It's an all-you-care-to-taste beer and tequila festival. They're also going to have tacos, Mexican food, live music, and a hot pepper eating contest. Taco tickets, if you just want to eat, it's $25. And then you can do general admission tickets that include alcohol. That's $39. And VIP tickets are $75, and they get you in an hour earlier than everyone else. So
that's well worth it, right? So lots to do this weekend. To find out more about these events and more, you can go to WRL.com and search Out and About. Michelle, I signed you up for the hot pepper eating contest.
The hot pepper eating contest? Yeah. I'm down.
Be ready.
All right. An orca at the Miami Seaquarium is close to returning to her native waters after spending decades in captivity. Officials announced plans to move the killer whale, Lolita, back to the ocean. She's believed to be about 57, making her the oldest whale in captivity. And philanthropist and Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Arcee teamed up with two other organizations to help raise the funds to free her.
I know Lolita wants to get to free waters. I don't care what anyone says.
Lolita has been living in captivity at the Miami Seaquarium since 1970. That's when she was taken from her home in Puget Sound in the Pacific Northwest. Animal rights activists and environmentalists have long fought for her release.
Hope she adjusts just fine.
Yeah.
There's a new study that suggests that Tyrannosaurus rex may not have looked like what we originally thought it did. Scientists say dinosaurs like the T-Rex may have had lips that covered their teeth. Researchers examined the tooth structure and other features and found the dinosaurs' mouths resemble that of lizards, not crocodiles. And that means they believe the prehistoric predators had scaly lizard-like lips covering and sealing their mouths.
So maybe they're a little less scary looking if they have lips covering their teeth.
Not sure I ever thought about it that much. But, you know,
man.
The truth comes out. That looks tasty.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Mm. All right, as we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.